Doncaster Racecourse invites you to go racing on Town Moor in 2013.
Mark, every Saturday through the season, you bring in live entertainment to Town Moor and some extra special acts on Saturday the 18th of May.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, we decided this year to kind of do two big bands rather than just doing one on the May date. So we start off with Lawson. They do a 45-minute set followed by the Saturday. So it'd be really interesting. One up-and-coming young band. I've had, I think, three or four number one hits kind of out there, quite popular with the younger market. And then you've got something like the Saturdays, established, been around a long time, a good fun band that are pleasant on the eye too, I think it would be fair to say.
Couldn't possibly comment on that. It's an evening meeting as well on the Saturday, obviously racing first and then the music straight afterwards, so it's a fantastic night out, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great fun. I mean, I think the cheapest tickets we offer are £30, children from £11. You know, you get a seven-card race followed by two bands. I mean, I think that represents, for me, fantastic value for money. If you were to go and watch any one of these two bands at a concert, I imagine you'd be paying at least that for each band, never mind two bands and seven races. So, you know, it shows great value for money and we'd expect to get a good turnout for it.
And one thing that people ask the course all the time is what badge or what ticket to buy to be in the best position to see the band. But it doesn't matter, does it? Because as soon as racing finishes, everybody gets an opportunity to make their way over to the stage. So wherever, whatever badge or whatever part of the course you're in for racing, that doesn't affect how you see the music.
Absolutely. I mean, the stage is positioned in the grandstand enclosure, which is our cheapest enclosure. If you want to use the lawns and spend some time during racing in the better positions, then you know, you pay that extra little bit and you get a county badge and then you make your way down to the stage. Depends on where you want to be. You know, there's a number of people that want to be right in front of the stage and there's other people that want to be that bit further away and do the dancing on the tarmac or on the lawn. So, you know, it's really, pardon the pun, horses for courses. We've got something to offer for everyone.
And it seems that live music and racing now are very popular bedfellows. We've seen this across the country and it seems to work really well.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it brings a new audience. It offers some extra value, I think, for people that are looking possibly to come racing for the first time and like live music. So it's something I know we've done, a number of courses have done, and I think this is our sixth year of doing live bands, and we've had all sorts of bands play. This year we've got two nights, and hopefully we may be able to announce a third night later on in the summer.
Saturday the 18th of May, evening racing followed by Lawson and the Saturdays. Click on Buy Tickets to get your tickets right now and keep up to date with all the latest information from the course on Twitter at Doncaster Races.
Doncaster Racecourse, Yorkshire's ultimate entertainment venue.